Welcome to the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host and Lifestyles Weight Management Specialist, Kim McPherson, along with my co-host, Dr. Wes Ward. This podcast is designed to provide insight into creating a lifestyle change proven to help you lose weight. Throughout this podcast, we will also discuss the different topics within the health and weight loss industry, as well as health conditions related to obesity. Not only will this podcast be informative, I promise you it will also be fun. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the A Way to Lose podcast. I'm your co-host, Kim McPherson, along with Dr. Wes Ward. Today's topic is self-sabotage, and I must say, I'm definitely an expert at self-sabotage. I've definitely become a pro at it. And, you know, we self-sabotage by making excuses, and we justify bad behavior and continue down a path of an unhealthy lifestyle. And, you know, that's really not the way to go. So we got to figure out, how do we change it? And I know it's tough because, you know, who doesn't love coming home from work and having a delicious meal and streaming their favorite TV shows or enjoying a Taco Tuesday or a Fried Fish Friday, which both are some of my favorites. What do you do when you're stressed and you've had a bad day at work? Do you eat your fillings? Do you skip the gym because you don't feel like working out? Or do you skip workouts because it's just too hot outside? And, you know, in the U.S., summer's been pretty rough. We've had a lot of heat waves. So that's a good excuse to say, hey, it's too hot, I'm just not going to go, when really you need to go regardless. Have you had a really bad day and decided that because your day was so bad, you deserve a cheeseburger? We've come to this idea that we can reward bad behavior with bad food. You know, it's like, I've already had a bad day. I've screwed up. You know, we'll just forget about it. I'm just going to blow the whole day. I'm tired. I'll procrastinate and I'll just go to the gym tomorrow. And every day that you skip going to the gym or every day that you don't focus on your health makes focusing on it the next day even harder. You get out of your habits. You get out of your routine of doing things for your lifestyle change and your weight loss program. And you revert to these old habits, and reverting to these old habits are a lot easier than sticking to new healthy habits. And we know life is hard. You know, we understand, you know, we're living in a very different world right now because of this pandemic and things going on. And, you know, depression, stress, anxiety are at all time highs right now. So we know there's a lot of pressure on people. People trying to go back to work, people still working from home, people trying to get ready for their kids to go back to school. And we know it's very easy to give in and not focus on yourself. But, you know, in times like this, it's crucial that you focus on yourself and your health. Your health is important. And in order for you to live your life to the fullest and be able to take care of those that you need to take care of, you got to take care of yourself first. So if giving in to self-sabotage is easy for you, we've got to find ways to help to prevent us from self-sabotaging ourselves. So we're going to share some tips to help you avoid self-sabotage.
That's right, Kim. You know, all those things that you talked about are true. It's so easy to want to give in and to eat my feelings and to give in to the stress of the day. So the first tip is to recognize your stress and develop new ways to deal with it. You know, and that's really important to first recognize when I'm getting stressed out. And we all know where that point is. We know when we're feeling stressed. And so one of the things I encourage you to do when you start feeling that stress level rise, just walk away, literally. You know, sometimes during a stressful day, just taking 1 or 2 minutes to walk away, take a few deep breaths, physically distancing yourself from that stress, even for a few minutes, can help you regain your mental focus, help you just focus on the things that are important and be able to go back with a sense of confidence, And so I can handle this. I can deal with this. You know, in private practice on days that I get behind and I'm running behind on my schedule and I'm trying to get caught up, it's really easy to get stressed. And I do this a lot. I'll just take a minute or two and walk away. Just take some deep breaths, go back, because I know that if I don't kind of break that cycle, the stress is only going to build and I'm only going to get further behind. And then because I'm going to feel stressed out, I'm going to decide I deserve. And then I'm going to feed that feeling of I deserve in probably fairly unhealthy ways. So the next tip, along with learning to walk away, is find non-food ways to help feed your emotions, right? Because so often we feed our emotions with food that makes us feel better. But think in terms of, you know what? I'm going to listen to my favorite song by my favorite artist or something else that kind of just makes you feel better. That's not food, whether it's music or a quote or whatever it is that speaks to you. That's non-food. Find ways to use that during the day when you're feeling really stressed out. That is emotionally soothing, but yet is not food. So I get that same sense of, oh, I feel better. But I didn't feed it in a negative way where an hour later I'm like, oh, I feel really bad because I ate the whole Snickers bar, right? The second tip I'm going to share with you today is acknowledge your mistake and move on. And Kim alluded to this earlier, right? We mess up. We are stressed out at work. The other folks in the office are going to go out to a restaurant and I decide I deserve. So I'm going to go and I totally blow lunch and I get back to the office and I've blown lunch and I decide, well, you know what? Screw it. I blew lunch. So I'm going to blow my snack. And then I blow dinner and just screw the whole day. Cause what does it what matter does it make now? What difference does it make now? Cause I already messed up. I might as well as just destroy the whole day. And that's really not where we need to be, right? Because that often starts that vicious cycle. If I get to the end of the day and it's bedtime and I've consumed 4,000 calories, right? And that's not where I want to be. So if you do mess up and you say, you know what, I did go out to lunch and I ate my feelings. Okay, then I'm going to encourage you, go ahead and log that meal if you're logging your food and then readjust dinner. And you may still go over your calorie limit for the day, but minimize the damage, right? Get back on track and say, okay, I'm going to go back and eat a healthy dinner because I did blow it at lunch. You know, don't try to compensate for it and say, well, I'm going to have water and 3 pieces of lettuce for dinner because I blew lunch, right? No, go ahead and eat dinner, but just make sure it's your meal plan dinner that you're eating.
Absolutely. And some things you mentioned, you know, talking about finding ways to not turn to food, you know, like I love listening to audibles. I love listening to music, journaling. Those are just some really great things to help you, especially if you're in a car. An audiobook is a great way, or a podcast, just like ours, to listen to instead of hitting up that drive-thru, you know. And also, as Dr. Ward was talking about, you know, you eat a bad lunch and then you do a bad dinner and the next thing you know, you've consumed 4,000 calories. A lot of times we wake up the next morning and we feel guilt and shame, and then we eat more because we're feeling guilt and shame. So it's really important, as he said, to really stop at that one meal, get immediately back on track and move forward. And I know that's hard, but you're going to be, think about how you feel after you consume that meal, how awful you feel and you're upset because you did it versus how you feel after you eat a good meal. So those are some really great tips. And another one we want to share with you is to create accountability. So talking about going to a gym, have a workout partner that keeps you motivated. That is there to encourage you, especially on days you're not feeling motivated. If you have one of those days where you don't want to go to the gym, let them know. Say, oh my gosh, I'm struggling today. I'm not having a good day. You know, talk me off this ledge. I need to go to the gym. And also, you know, you're going to feel obligated to go for their benefit as well. You're their accountability partner and they're going to need to lean on you too. So when they're having a bad day, you'll need to be strong and say, no, we're going to the gym today. We've got to get our workout in. And also you can use each other as accountability partners to help with logging your food, you know, making sure this person you're staying on top of your meal plan. And also if you need to, you know, get your family involved to help you stay accountable, and especially family members inside the home. That is a great way to really make sure you're sticking to your eating plan when they're there helping you and supporting you. And, you know, we're not against having those great meals that aren't necessarily good for you. We support that. Our meal plan supports that. So we want you to find ways to enjoy Taco Tuesday or Fried Fish Friday. So either you can, you know, chalk it up to, as we said, kind of like a cheat meal and move on, or find healthier options to those meals. Instead of fried fish, do grilled fish, or make your own healthy version using an air fryer. Also tacos, you can do lean beef and, you know, low calorie tortillas and things like that, so that you can still have Taco Tuesday or taco salad. We do taco salad a lot and we just omit the chips, or we just use, toasted tortillas, a few strips as a topping. So there are ways that you can still enjoy those foods. And like I said before, you know, with the cheat meal, you can definitely kind of what Dr. Ward calls calorie steal from another meal, so that you can enjoy that and you still don't feel like you're breaking that calorie bank. So if you know you're going to have a big lunch, you know, borrow some, eat a lighter breakfast and a lighter dinner, or, you know, omit your snacks or do less snacks to help make up for that. So also, you know, most importantly, you know, when it comes to self-sabotage, you've got to be proactive. We recognize, you know, we all mess up. And there will be temptations and we'll want to fall off the wagon. So you need to plan ahead for those things because they're going to happen, and decide in advance, you know, what steps you're going to take to prevent from eating the wagon as well. You know, it's all about mindset, making sure your mindset and you have a game plan in place that if I have a bad day and I want a cheeseburger, what am I going to do about that so that I don't fall off the wagon and I don't eat the wagon and I completely blow my lifestyle change or my weight loss program. So we want you to take those tips. We know that it's a kind of a tough time right now. And so a lot of people are turning to food to soothe the things that are bothering them. And we want you to focus on other ways to do that. We want you to stick to your plan. We want you to stick to eating right and exercising and staying motivated. So definitely make you a plan for those days when you need that extra help. And as always, we're here to help you. We have weight loss programs. We do private coaching. We are also coming out with a new program. We're working on it right now, and hopefully in the next week or two, we'll be able to announce that. A really awesome plan that we're really excited about, and we think you all are going to enjoy. But if you need help right now, please reach out to us. You can contact us through www.awaytolose.net.
That's right. And when you go out to the website to contact us, we have a free gift for you, and it is our weight loss success guide. There is a link in the middle of the homepage. Just click on that link and you can download your own free weight loss success guide to help you kickstart your weight loss journey.
Thank you all for joining us today. We hope you gained valuable information from this episode, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope that you gained valuable insight that will help you along your journey. To learn more about our weight loss program and to schedule a free consultation, please check out our website at awaytolose.net. That is awaytolose.net. And don't forget to also download your free weight loss success guide today.